first thing I have to say is that most people's reaction initially was that the story sounded fishy to begin with. And then once the truth came to light, then the reaction was more frustration and anger. It seemed like the same old thing. There always seems to be someone who is accusing black men. There's also frustration that there seems to be no real conversation in a universal sense and mainstream sense. But people talk about the fallout and what happens in these communities when police start going around questioning and stopping people trying to find suspects that don't exist in the first place.
One of your listeners who called in, his name was Mark, and he was from South Jersey, and he called into the show, and he actually had quite a bit to say.
I hate to beat a dead horse, but this horse need beat. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous, man. You know, any especially black people with common sense knew when they heard that story, ain't no two brothers, took no white woman or no white kids, nowhere. Yeah, it's right out of the supremacy handbook, though, scapegoat and demonized black and brown people, and especially black males.
Albert, did you get the sense that your listeners are surprised to still be hearing cases like this?
Actually, there was no surprise at all. Disappointment, and, you know, some people said, you know, Obama's in the White House, you hope some of this stuff changes. A lot of the callers really, one after another, just constantly saying, I just don't think things will change, and this is the way it's always going to be, this way it's always been.
I heard you say on your show last week that even some of the basic facts of the Bonnie Sweetin case were just absurd. And I want to ask you, what about her claim seemed irrational to you from the get-go?
What made the least amount of sense was the fact that where she was, quote-unquote, abducted was in Bucks County, which is a majority white suburb. Two brothers in a Cadillac would be pretty easy to spot in Bucks County. It doesn't make sense as far as a crime that inner-city black guys would commit. It just doesn't play.
In your opinion, are these stories, two black men stuffing a white woman and her white child in the back of their black Cadillac, are they just getting so absurd that they're just funny at this point?
Well, I think it's one of those kind of laughs to keep from crying sometimes. They seem absurd, and then they kind of piss you off at the same time. And it's not so much that the people make the claims. You know, I almost can't even fault Bonnie for what she did, because she knows that if she blames two black men, everyone's going to jump and say, of course two black men did it. Let's start looking for them. My deeper concern is the fact that in this society, we always will just assume collectively that if two black men are accused initially, then they're guilty, and then we'll figure it out from there. But there's no initial questioning, especially when there's been this history of it. You would think that at some point there'd be some press conference where someone said, hey, by the way, do we know that this is even really what happened?
So what needs to change so that these types of allegations don't have this type of social impact where whole communities are essentially targeted in these hoaxes?
The fact that you're doing this is a significant part of it. I think the media has a great responsibility here, that when they start covering these things, to cover a story completely, have deeper stories, deeper investigation, deeper conversations about what's going on, so that people will see that and say, next time they hear it, they won't automatically assume and say, you know what, this happened before. Maybe this isn't exactly as it seems. And then maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. But at least they took the time to think it through first and aren't just automatically assuming that, oh, black men, they're at it again. Here we go, which I think is the most damaging.
Albert Butler is the host of Albie in the Afternoon. His talk show airs on WURD in Philadelphia, and he talked to us about how his listeners, who are primarily African-American, have been reacting to the Bonnie Sweetin case. Albert, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Hara.